As promised, we're joined right now by an NFL analyst for Amazon Prime Video. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a five-time All-Pro cornerback. He is a member of the 2010s All-Decade Team, and he's the co-host of a brand-new Amazon docuseries called The League. Richard Sherman joins me. Richard, what's going on? How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. I want to talk to you about your new docuseries, and you know we will. Let me get your thoughts really quickly on a few things, though, if you don't mind. Jimmy Garoppolo suffered that season-ending ankle injury. Devastating break, obviously. Niners did dig deep. They handled a good Miami team, but they've got much bigger goals than that, right? So if you're the Niners, how do you move forward without Garoppolo the rest of the season?
I think if anybody can weather it, it's them because of the defense that they have and the system that Kyle Shanahan has in place. I think Jimmy Garoppolo it hurts, you know, because he's a friend. He's a good player. I'm sure his teammates are hurting for him. But I think that's why they kept Brock Purdy. They saw something in him throughout the offseason that he could back him up, and he's backed him up the entire season. I think they definitely are going to have to get a veteran quarterback. They went out and got Josh Johnson. I think if Shanahan's built to weather this storm, you know, he'll draw the plays up. He'll keep it simple. He'll get the ball to his playmakers in space and allow them to make it work and try his best to avoid putting him in situations where he has to take shots and take risks.
Richard Sherman is joining us. Richard, so Baker Mayfield wanted a release reportedly from Carolina, and he got it. Does that make sense to you? If you're the 49ers, do you bring him in, and would he be a better option than Purdy?
No. No, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. I do not believe in Baker Mayfield. I get sick of these guys, these first round top picks, getting opportunity after opportunity, regardless of how bad they play. I think you give Brock Purdy. He played solid against the Miami Dolphins, a tough defense to play against, especially with the pressure they bring. He'll face Todd Bowles this week, which will be a tougher defense than he faced. But I think if you treated Baker Mayfield like Mr. Irrelevant or a fifth round pick or a practice squad quarterback and looked at his body of work and looked at how he's played, and you wouldn't be having a conversation about giving him another opportunity. And I think that's where everyone gets caught up in saying, oh, the pedigree or the ceiling or what he did in college or what has he done in the National Football League? He's had some solid seasons. He had some solid seasons in Cleveland. But I don't think the 49ers risk what they have and put it in Baker Mayfield's hands. I don't see that happen.
Richard, I am not surprised by sharp, incisive commentary from you. I'm curious, now that you're on the other side, I mean, you come up as a young guy, you play the game at a really high level, you deal with the media, you watch the media, the world's changing, the media's changing. Now you're on the other side. How do you like this process? How do you like this side of the game, the work?
I enjoy it. You know, you watch tape just about the same. You understand it, you analyze it. You just don't got to stop nobody. You know, I don't got to go out there and stop it. I just got to tell people how they should be stopped or what they should do to stop them. And that makes it a lot different for me. And on game day, when we're out there, we're analyzing the game, but you don't have a winner or a loser. You walk out of the game, you didn't win, you didn't lose. You know, you did your best. You explained it as best you can, and you go home. Body's not sore, you know, so it's a little different, but I'm enjoying it.
Richard Sherman joining us. All right, so really quickly, Philadelphia pounded the Titans. They go to 11-1. You know, the biggest concern about Philadelphia had been their run defense. How impressed were you with the way they shut down Derrick Henry and held the Titans to only 87 rushing yards?
Yeah, I mean, that was incredible. I mean, I think you got to give credit that they're adjusting. You know, they Linville, Joseph, and Sue coming in, that's what they do. They don't move. You know, they don't move. They don't let people run the ball on them. And I think there was enough humility there in Philadelphia to understand, hey, this is an issue. We got to find a way to address it, and they addressed it. And their defense is playing fantastic offensively all day, always open. A.J. Brown, you know, having his revenge game. Devontae Smith having one of his best games of the season. And Jalen Hurts looking like an MVP candidate. I mean, shoot, it's all working for him.
Richard Sherman joining us for a few more moments. Let me ask you really quickly about Lamar Jackson. He left that game yesterday. He did not come back, Richard. The Ravens win. Obviously, he's playing for a contract right now. What advice would you have for him? How should he handle this going forward?
I talked about it on the podcast. He should handle it like the Baltimore Ravens have handled it. You do what's best for your business. The Baltimore Ravens felt like what's best for their business is to not give him a contract extension as of now, to not, because he wants too much guaranteed money and they're going to franchise him next season. So you do what's best for you and protect your brand. You're going into free agency. Do you go out there and risk it for a team that was not willing to take risks for you? And that's a question he has to ask himself. If this close to free agency, hey, you want to go out there and put your body on the line on a playoff run where you're not going to make a ton of money and try to win a team a Super Bowl that doesn't want to give you the money or the security going forward. So I don't know. I mean, that's how I see it.
It's got to be kind of a tough thing, right? Like, he doesn't want to let his teammates down, but he's got to look out for himself. So what does the guy do? I mean, you're not suggesting that he shut it down, or are you?
Well, I'm saying he's already going to be shut down for a while. They're saying it's going to likely be weeks. I don't know what the injury is. They just said knee injury. So it could be MCL. But usually when they say that sprained knee, it's usually an MCL. And usually an MCL is 4 to 6.
Right.
And that's at minimum. You know, I don't know what it is. So if you're saying it's 4 to 6, the season will just be about over. So if they're in playoff position, do you go out there and say, hey, I'm going to step back in for the playoffs and try to give my team the best? Because that's the hard thing as a player. As an organization, they don't think about, like, oh, letting my teammates down or whatever. They do what's best for the organization. Hey, if I need to cut a player, if I need to pick up a player, if I need to hey, a player's not playing up to his contract and he has 3 years left and we need to cut him, they're going to do what's best for their organization. A player always has to think about the personal connection to his teammates and the guys he sacrificed with. And so that all has to go into consideration, where a team can just be cutthroat and the fans will be like, yeah, that's exactly, we had to do that. But when a player does something that's best for the player, it's like, what? He's being selfish. He's being like, is the team not being selfish in those regards? I don't know.
Richard Sherman joining us. All right, so you got a brand new show called The League. A really interesting concept. What is this about, The League?
It's a audio series talking about the untold stories of National Football League. I mean, everything from Tom Brady's jersey getting stolen in the background, about how the guy went back to Mexico with the jersey. And I mean, it's incredible stuff that I had never heard. As I'm doing the series and narrating it, I was learning as we went. And it was really cool to learn about the draft and how it used to be the Wild Wild West. And you got guys getting flown, you know, to teams that didn't draft them and kidnapped, basically. I mean, it was crazy what the league was versus what it is now. So I think fans would really enjoy it if they took a listen at some of the stories and learn a lot.
That is wild. What else? Is there another ep or another episode or two that comes to mind that you really liked?
I mean, those are the two that come to mind. I mean, we go deep into, and they use other analysts, they use college professors, they use ex-players, they use everybody, ex-coaches. I mean, they even talk about the story of could the best college football team beat the worst NFL team? And you know that conversation comes up every single year. It's coming up now where they're talking about Georgia could beat the Texans. And it's like, No, they wouldn't. I hear you, but that'd be a long day for those Georgia kids. You know, these are grown men, and you would realize that as the game progressed, grown men would come out and you'd be like, oh, okay, these are kids versus grown men, and it's different.
I think that's fascinating you just said that, because I was having that very same conversation on this show last week, and I said never, ever, 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 ever could the best college team beat even the worst pro team ever, ever. Is that the way you see it?
That's exactly the way I see it. I mean, you're talking about pros versus amateurs.
Grown-ass men.
And some of these amateurs, right, some of these amateurs will be pros, but, like, this is a team full of them. This is a team full of the best of the best of the best of the best. This is like an all-star college team maturing and developing. These people have kids, and they're grown men, and they're going to hit you harder than you've ever been hit. They're going to push you different than you've ever been pushed. It's going to be different.
This show is called The League. You want to make sure you check it out. Richard, really quickly before you go, what did you make of Deshaun Watson? He had not played in about 700 days. He looked like it. Can you see the Browns making any kind of run or anything really significant happening this season with him under center?
No, but I think you leave him out there and let him continue to grow and let him continue to get the kinks out. I mean, 700 days is a long time for anybody, any position to be sitting out. If you talk about a corner sitting out for 700 days or offensive lineman and coming back, you would expect some rust, but you also have to grow through it. And thankfully their defense showed up in a big way and they got the punt return touchdown. And so they were able to overcome that, but you have to let him go out there and knock the rust off. 2 years of rust, no training camps in 2 years. Like, for other positions it's tough, but this quarterback is the toughest position to get to speed. You know, we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo earlier in the season. They were like, he's struggling. It's like, well, because you guys were about to trade him and didn't let him practice at all. And then coming into the season, you keep him, and now he's practicing, but he still doesn't have the training camp foundation to allow him to get up to speed. And as the season progressed, you saw him get sharper and sharper and sharper. And I expect the same to happen with Deshaun Watson, except it's been a lot longer.
He is the co-host of a new Amazon docuseries. It's called The League. You want to make sure you find that. An NFL analyst for Amazon Prime Video, Super Bowl champ, and a five-time All-Pro. He is Richard Sherman. Sherm, appreciate you very much. Great to have you back on. Thanks for doing that.
I appreciate you. Anytime. Good to see you again.
You too, Richard. Great seeing you. Really good to see you and really great to talk to you. Richard Sherman via Zoom. And again, check out his new show,